Absolutely delighted because it's putting us on top of a very prestigious list, sort of headed sort of largely by the home counties. And I think it's really, really great for Ken, and it somehow verifies the fact that we've always thought here that Ken has a lot to offer in terms of landscapes and filming locations. I think the variety of the Kent landscapes, we have 350 miles of very diverse coastline. We've got urban environments, modern, we've got lots and lots of wonderful heritage, we've got beautiful landscape. And we also have the Kent Film Office, which is us, and we help the productions quite a lot. So over the last 10 years that we've been in existence, more and more have actually come because there is a support system to help them when they're coming to film. It starts sometimes very, very early on, sometimes a year or so in front of shooting. A location manager or producer will ring me up and say, look, we're planning this, we're looking for this, this, and this location. Do you think you can help us? And we then go out and try and source something for them if we can. And then it goes through the next stage where we then start getting permissions. We get information about land and property ownerships. We put them in touch with the police and the highways authorities and all the rest of it, down to just simple level of providing a one-stop shop for permitting when people already know where they want to film, but they need somebody to do permits. And also, the one thing that Kent has above many other counties now is that we can legally close roads for filming because we went to Parliament to got those powers. And so we help film companies to find suitable places and help them deal with residents and the businesses in the area to make sure that if we do close roads that there's not too much disruption and that the Kent residents are happy for the filming to take place. In the last, over the last year, which was for the Kent Film Office another record-breaking year, we've had quite a lot of one. We had Yardies, that's a new, the directorial debut of Idris Elba. We had Night in Hatton Garden, which is about, again, the Hatton Garden robbery with starring Michael Caine. We had The Darkest Hour, which has just been out with Gary Oldman, which won Gary Oldman the Oscar. We had a Nick Hornby one called Juliet Naked, and that stars Jude Law and Ethan Hawke, and that will be out on the 17th of August. We've had Peterloo. We've had a large Disney one called Christopher Robin out next year, Mary Queen of Scots. We've had an independent feature called Swipe Right. We had Red Joan with Judi Dench. We had King Lear with Emma Thompson and Anthony Hopkins. We had Hurricane, directed by Mel Gibson's son, was his directorial debut. Pokemon movie was in the dockyard. And another film called The Corrupted with Sam McLaughlin starring. So quite a number. Obviously, we have a lot of heritage locations, and that is one of the big draws. That's the big castles, the Chatham Dockyards, very busy film companies like that. But the other side is actually we're getting quite a lot of the younger sort of TV, and they're looking and music videos and that kind of stuff, where they're looking for a sort of slightly grungier look, and then they're really interested in our sort of post-industrial coastlines. You know, I've had quite a lot of stuff into the Isle of Sheppey, at the Thames shoreline, you know, with this sort of semi-industrial, kind of slightly bleak, thrillery, bit dark kind of landscape. So it's sort of between the two. Those are the two most popular ones. I mean, obviously, being top of the list is really great because it is a super promotion for Kent and great advertising. But what it also means is that every single one of those films, when they do come here, they spend a lot of money in the economy. And last year alone, filming activity generated over £5.4 million into the Kent economy. So that is another reason why I think it's absolutely wonderful that we're at the top there, because it shows that some of the work that we do here is actually taking effect, and that the benefits are coming directly into the Kent economy.